Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Finessa Empowers podcast. I am Dr. Finessa, empowerment coach and author. Our topic for today is, what is your Nazareth? Our scripture reference comes from John chapter 1, verse 46, and it reads, Nazareth, exclaimed Nathanael, can anything good come from Nazareth? Come and see for yourself, Philip replied. Have you ever looked at your life and wondered why you experience certain trials and tribulations? Have you ever wondered why others seem to prosper while you continue to struggle from month to month? Have you ever questioned your purpose or why you even exist at all? Beloved, I understand these lines of questioning and have asked similar questions myself. After reading the scripture reference today, I'd like to term these questions your Nazareth. Nazareth wasn't a favorable town, and those who lived there were not deemed most likely to succeed in life. They were considered doomed to a mediocre existence. The Dake Annotated Reference Bible defines Nazarenes as natives of Nazareth, a title of scorn for Christians given by the Jews. The irony of this is that Jesus Christ himself came from this town. God saw fit to choose a town that others labeled insignificant and scornful to raise his son. My friends, what is your Nazareth? Is there something in your life that seems mediocre, insignificant, unimportant, scornful? Let me empower you and say that the fact that you exist is significant enough. You are important. You are special. You are significant. It doesn't matter where you're from, what you've been through, or what you've done. God loves you point blank, period. You can use your Nazareth as a catalyst to greatly impact your world. You can choose today to make your Nazareth a platform for healing, hope, and sharing the gift of you. What is your Nazareth? What is your kryptonite? For me, it was feelings of not being enough, not fitting in, and unlovable. But God's word says in 1 Thessalonians 1 and 4, we know, dear brothers and sisters, that God loves you and has chosen you to be his own people. In 1 Peter 2, 9, it says, for you are a chosen people. You are a royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. In Ephesians 2, 4, it says, but God loves us deeply. He is full of mercy. I cannot allow my feelings to have the final word on my Nazareth. I must go by my faith and what I know to be the truth. The truth for me is God's word. When I'm in my feelings and the world appears to be unraveling around me, God has always and will always be my firm foundation to stand on. Despite how I feel, I choose by the act of my will to fight what I feel with God's word and allow it to tell me who I really am, where I truly come from, and where I'm destined to go. Your Nazareth is temporary. God's word has stood and will stand the test of time. I empower you today to believe what God says about you and your future. Whether you feel like it or not, God loves you and he is for you. This has been your empowering moment with Dr. Finessa. Thank you for tuning in. And if you have any topics that you would like for me to discuss, please send me a message and connect with me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter on my website at www.finessaempowers.com. And remember, it only takes one moment to change your life. You have the power within to expose and empower the awesome in you. Share your awesomeness with the world and facilitate change.